How can you pest control?
Hi, Glenn. It's Nadine Medina. How are you?
Oh, hey. Hey,
Nadine. Hey. How's it going? I got your email. Okay. I didn't know if this was a good time for you.
Yeah. It's in the middle of a job, but
okay.
But yeah, I could talk to you. I could talk.
Okay. It won't take that long for us to set it up, and then we can schedule your client, excuse me, your client interview based on the availability. I don't know if we have anything for the client interview today, or the 20th. Let me see if there's anything. Yeah, I probably have a client interview available within the next hour. Other than that, we could do tomorrow in the morning for the client interview.
Yeah, if anything, the client interview, if it's
The client interview, let's do tomorrow better, because I don't want you to feel rushed for that appointment. In the meantime, Glenn, are we going to notate your wife on the account in case she calls in on your behalf to make a change? Excuse me. If I don't notate her on the account, then they're going to say we need to talk to Glenn to give you that authorization, or just keep it as you for now.
No, it's fine. Just leave it as me for now.
Okay. The best number that we can contact you on is the 908-296-6380, correct?
Yep, that's my number. Yep.
Okay. And then Alchemy Pest Control Services is how the company name should read. Alchemy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was going to pronounce it wrong. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. And then let me go here. What is the address that's associated with your business?
Now, this address that I give, is the address that everyone's going to see?
Nope, because we hide the address. You're not a storefront. What you do is you're mobile, right? But you have a home office. So it's like, in other words, you operate from your home, so the address has to be hidden.
So so what I'm giving you now is just information for...
Yes, it's information
for our account, I guess.
Yes, for the account here with us. Because when we verify you through Google, right, when we're creating that profile, they basically want to know, well, where is he at? So this way that red dot is in that city. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I know you're in Elizabeth, right?
Yes.
Is that where you reside? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see something. What's the – I'm looking – yeah, because typically some directories will have your address. I don't see your address anywhere. That's good. What's your physical address?
571 Jackson Avenue.
Okay. And then let me just put here for hidden. Okay. And I have your zip code is 07201, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then was your wife going to make the, was she going to do the personal Facebook page for you? Was she going to create that?
No, I'm going to create that.
No, you're going to do it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So she's cool with you doing that, right?
Yep.
I just want to make sure, because I know you're like, I don't want to be in the doghouse for this.
Yeah. Yep.
I know. I get it. I was talking to told you about my friends that are, they have a multi-million-dollar business, but, you know, theirs is all, like, commercial contracts, like with, you know, Pollo Loco and Chipotle and those stores, right? And I was just talking with her last night, and I was telling her about something someone had posted, and then she's like, girl, you forget. I don't have Facebook. I'm like, I know. I forgot. Let me try to send you the video, because it was, like, an inspirational video that someone posted, and I wanted to share it with her. And then she's like, you forget. I don't have Facebook. I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot.
I think Facebook doesn't let you view videos unless you have Facebook.
No, not even TikTok, because my sister-in-law, I'll send her something like, hey, this lady was, like, on point, because my niece, she has her little first breakup in high school, and so I was trying to send it to my sister-in-law, this little inspirational thing for her, and my sister-in-law's like, I can't watch it because I don't have TikTok. I'm all, go on Victoria's TikTok. 571 Jackson, you said,
Avenue.
Okay. And that's in Elizabeth. Okay, let me save that there. Okay. All right, hit. Okay, and then let's see here. Okay, so So Glenn, I'm going to start going over some notes with you before we start taking the billing information down and stuff, because I want to just kind of prepare these notes for my technician. Okay. When it comes to your services, right? You mentioned you were licensed and insured, or are you still in the process
of all
of that?
Yes, I'm licensed and insured.
Beautiful. And then let me see here. I'm going to put the obvious, of course, is pest control, but what else do you want me to notate? Anything specific? Or anything that you do not do? You do bed bugs?
I do everything, yeah.
Okay.
Everything. Anything you could think of. Okay. Cockroaches, bed bugs, rodents, wildlife.
Oh, really?
Termites.
Bed bugs. Do you do any type of wasp or anything like that? Bees?
Rodents, wasps. Yep, wasps.
I don't know how you
now,
do
all
that.
All this that I'm giving you is it's stuff that's going to be like on
like
my...
if someone's looking for, I need someone to, like, bee removal, right? Someone can call
Oh,
you.
You're putting it like for on the search engine?
Like services, keywords. So I want to give basically what I'm doing is these notes to kind of give my technician an idea, and then they're going to go over more in detail with you. So like if you told me, Nadine, I don't do bed bugs. I'm not going to put that in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you want me to put these ones that we mentioned so far? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Ants, for all of those.
I'm going to put ants. I don't know, mosquitoes. I'm trying to think, like, who would I call someone
for
pest
that's
control?
Good. Ants, mosquitoes,
rats, mice,
rodents, yeah.
Rodents.
Can you put exterminating? Like extermination?
Yeah, extermination.
Fumigation.
Uh-huh.
Fumigation, some people say that word all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And this is residential and commercial, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Residential.
What are your hours of operation?
24/7.
I figured that. Especially if someone's got something like, it's urgent.
I work in an emergency business.
I was just going to say, oh, man. It's so funny. I'll see a water bug and my husband, because, you know, they come out sometimes with the weather, right? And my husband's like, hey, there's a water bug. And I'm like, well, get up and kill it. Why do I got to be the one over there trying to fight with it? I know when you and I talked, I know you talked about covering a 100-mile radius, right? But remember, those Facebook ads aren't going to reach that far. They're going to reach about 50, 60 miles, okay? That's the furthest that they're going to reach. So that, but I suggest you starting with this
package. 50, 60 miles then.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because once, I could tell you this, once you start generating more revenue, okay, you can always upgrade to the Google Guaranteed program, the pay-per-lead, or even the Google Ads. Or you might be just sufficient with this one, you know? Do you prefer when we communicate with you? Yeah, absolutely.
At the time, I'll notice if it's coming in. Mr. Santos.
How are you, my friend?
What's up, brother?
Good. Missed you the other day. What happened?
Oh, man. But, maybe, can you give me a second? I got a customer.
Yeah. Go right ahead. I'll wait. Yeah.
Hold on.
Take your time.
Give me 2 minutes.
It's okay.
Go ahead. We could keep on.
Okay. No worries. So hours of operation, 24/7. When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and text.
Okay. And then once you open up your personal Facebook, remember, you don't have to have friends or pictures on there. Send us a link. You can email it to me, and then I'll forward it to the team. Okay.
The personal
and then
Facebook?
For the personal Facebook page, we need the link so that way we can create you the one for the business. So that's why I say
What do you mean the link?
Okay. When
like
you
my,
open
my
up,
personal Facebook?
Yeah, the personal Facebook. The yeah, the URL, you're going to copy it. You know what that is? It'll say like HTTPS.
Yeah,
you're going to copy that, reply to the email you sent me, and just paste it in there and send it. Okay?
On the other program.
No, it's the same one. Give me a second, Nadine.
It's okay. Take your time.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm sorry.
You're okay. You're totally fine. All right.
Now I'm good.
Okay. So now, remember, I mentioned we're going to put a local tracking number that's going to be linked to this phone number, right? So this is going to prevent, it's not going to completely stop the spam calls, but it's going to actually prevent from you getting so many. Best thing about this is that this is how you're going to really track if the calls are coming from our program. Okay? If you're on your way, let's say to a customer's house, right? And you're like, oh man, I forgot the address. You log into your client dashboard and you can retrieve that phone call. You can even notate the phone call, what you quoted the person or what have you, because that tracking and reporting system is going to give you the best tools to get you the best conversion on your program, okay? So,
where would I do all that? Is there an app or it's online or something?
Yeah, it's online. I'm gonna provide you all of that with your username and password. I'm gonna tell you something. It is like the most easiest reporting system, and I say that because look at sometimes for me things are a little bit like you know, I like something that is going to get me to the point and I'm not like all twisted around.
I'm kind of the same way, yep.
Yes, and that's why I say that because I figured you're probably like me, you know what I mean? I like something that's simple, not too complicated, and I'm going to tell you, I love our client dashboard because listen, it will even show you, you know what a pie is, right? How a pie is like sliced up. It'll show you 15% of the people clicking on your Facebook ad were females and 75%. Yeah, it'll give you the whole breakdown. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Yes, I love it. So, you know, once you start getting used to it, it's a really good tool for you to get in there and start kind of like messing around with it, you know? Okay.
So let's be realistic. Let's just say, like, in the first month, I'm probably not going to get no clicks. Like, people don't click on my phones, but on my ads. But whenever somebody click, whether it's 3 times or it's 100 times, I'll be able to see it?
Yep, you're going to be able to see it. Mm-hmm. Each and every time. It'll show you how many times they clicked on your ad, where they even performed the search from. It's going to show how many times your ad came up in the search results. You're going to be able to see your keywords, what the age groups were, male or female, sometimes even income level. It's going to give you the whole breakdown because we need you to be able to track that.
And like you told me before, it's not just Facebook. It's Facebook, MapQuest.
Facebook.
And
it's going to be, so you're going to be listed on Google, Local Map, Facebook, Yelp, Apple Maps, as well as the mobile platform. So, like, you know, a lot of people use their iPhones, Androids, or tablets. If they're asking Siri, hey, find me a pest control exterminator near me or whatever, Siri is going to pull up the search results. Okay? They're going to pull them right up from Google. So we make sure those devices are covered. Also, your website would be visible too, because we're going to make sure your website is attached to your Google Business profile.
Okay.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we want to make sure that that's attached. Otherwise,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Can you run the names again? You said Facebook, Google, Yelp, Apple.
It's going to be Google, Bing.
Uh-huh.
B-I-N-G, Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook, and then the mobile platform.
Mobile platform?
Yeah, mobile platform means anyone that uses the devices that are like iPhones, Androids,
okay,
or tablets.
I get it.
Yeah.
We
just kind of simplify it, calling it the mobile platform.
I get it. I'm sorry if I'm asking so many questions.
It's okay. Sometimes my husband, he'll give me a terminology too, and I'm like, what is that? And then he's like, you know, and I'm like, no, I don't. You got to explain it to me. And then he's like,
I'm just the type of person that I have to write stuff down because if not, I'll forget them.
It's okay. And if you look at that email too,
I'm like driving and writing at the same time.
It's okay. Even in the email, Glenn, the email really gives you like the descriptions too. That's why I love the email. I always like to send that because it's going to allow you to see like the full breakdown, right? So like on that email, it's going to show you like the top 5 most popular directory listings is going to be Yelp, Bing, Facebook, Google, and Apple, right? And then it shows the Facebook ads. You're going to have the call tracking. Mobile platform means your business will be searchable on all mobile platforms, including voice-activated searches. Alexa, find me an exterminator near me. Google Home, find me a pest control guy or whatever, right? So that's what the mobile platform means. Even when people are in their cars and they're saying, Siri, find me, blah, 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 you know? I do it sometimes when I'm like, Siri, find me the closest McDonald's, because my husband's like, oh, I feel like McDonald's. Are you serious? Like, you couldn't pick one on the way home? Now I got to try to go out of my way? But, yeah. Okay. All right. And then let me see here. Glenn, the card that you're going to be putting on file, is that card in your name, the business name, or in both?
The debit card?
For the payment. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's in my business name.
Okay.
Pest Control.
Okay. Does it have your name on it? Glenn Rivera?
Yeah, my name's
on there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Any middle initial or just Glenn Rivera?
Just Rivera.
Okay. And then it's Alchemy Pest Control, not services, right?
Pest Control Services.
Okay, so the full. Okay. Same billing address?
Yeah.
571 Jackson
no,
Avenue.
No. Can you put my P.O. box?
Yeah. Is it the P.O. box that's associated with it?
Yeah, P.O. box 8934, Elizabeth, New Jersey.
07201 still?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Hold on. It's a Visa, I think.
Okay. If it's a Hold Visa, on, it'll hold. Start with the four.
Before, yeah, you're right. I didn't know that. Visas start with four? All Visas?
All Visas. MasterCards are five, Discovers are six, and American Express is always with the three.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay, anyways, now this payment, I'll be making it today, and it'll be taken out every, I guess, what, 20th of the month?
In fact, before you even give me your card information, I'm going to actually walk you through our 90-second voice verification recording, okay? This recording is going to outline our service agreement, but it's also an added form of protection for you, okay? Basically, the reason that we do this is because I have you at a discounted pre-agreement, which, as I mentioned, it'll protect you. We send it to you in writing with your invoice. So it's going to go over the billing date, the amount, if you need to cancel, to call three business days before your bill is due. So I'm going to walk you through this. I want you to do me a favor, okay, as I'm walking you through this. If there is anything at all that you do not understand, do me a favor and just stop me so that way we can review it and clarify. Just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? And
okay.
I'll rephrase it for you. Only because I just want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Does that sound good? Okay.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Alchemy Pest Control Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Glendon Rivera, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important, Glenn, that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, calls will come from our customer service number when we're reaching out to you, okay? Please save our phone number, the 877 number that I'm going to text you right now. Save
mm-hmm.
that phone number as Local Splash under your contacts. So this way, you never lose that phone number.
So when I'm getting a phone call from a customer, it'll show up as that number?
No. What I'm saying is that let's say our representatives are reaching out to you, right? One of the technicians because they have an update or they had a question. They're going to call you from the 877 number.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Okay. So I advise you want to save our number so this way you always have it on you. Okay. If you needed to call us for something, you're not having to dig through trying to find the phone number. You have it in your contacts, right? So I encourage you to please save our phone number, the 877 number I just texted you. Save that in your contacts because also when you have it saved in your contacts and our team is calling you, you're like, oh, it'll come up Local Splash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you get the text message I just sent you?
Let me see. Toll-free call.
You got it? Okay, perfect. I got it. Make sure, please, to save that phone number. Okay? Now, let's say you called us. We always ask, and I say this not because it's going to take 24 hours, but I just say at least allow them 24 hours to return all of your calls. Okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors, okay, that are not associated with Local Splash. They're unrelated to us. I'm actually going to set up a security question for you, okay? And this is how you're going to identify if it's us actually calling you or not, okay? Now, you could either choose that it be your mother's maiden name.
I don't understand. Will someone call me acting like they're Local Splash, but they're not?
No. No. What I'm saying is this, okay? People might call you, right, trying to sell you other type of online services. It's not us calling you. It's other companies. But let's say you get a call and someone said, hey, it's Local Splash. You know, we're reaching out to you, yada, yada. And you're, like, thinking, is it really Local Splash calling me?
Oh, okay.
What you're going to say is this. What's my security question? If they don't answer you, if they don't give you that security question, disconnect the call. If they refuse to give you the security question, disconnect the call. If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Okay.
So that's why we put the security question, just so that way you can identify if it's actually us calling you or not. So the security question could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you want for the security question?
With my first pet's name.
Your first pet's name. Okay. What was your first pet's name?
Cujo.
Cujo?
K-U-J-O. Cujo.
Oh, how cute. Okay.
Cujo is actually a movie in the 80s or 90s of a killer dog.
I was just going to say, I know.
Oh, you know the movie?
Yes. How old do you think I am, Glenn?
Oh, I don't know. You sound young.
No, not even. I'm a grandma. I have 15 grandkids. Can you believe that?
Oh,
We're like the Mexican Brady Bunch over here.
Look at you. God bless you. You do not sound
super
that
blessed.
You sound. I could have sworn you was younger than
I'm
me.
I'm a
70s I'm
baby. I'm a 70s baby. I was born in the
70s. I'm an 80s baby. I mean, I was born in the
80s. You're young. Oh, you're still younger than me. Yeah, I remember Cujo. Oh my gosh.
I thought you were younger than me. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, we're still young at heart, right? That's what
I
say.
Yep. I definitely believe it with you.
So always remember what your security question is, because if there's any time that you feel like, oh, is this really Local Splash calling me? Then just say, hey, what's my security question? If it's us, we're going to tell you Cujo. And then you know, okay, it's them. If we don't say anything, or like, let's say they don't tell you nothing and they don't want to give it to you, or they say, oh, no, then just, you know what? Disconnect the call. Simple as that. Okay?
I get it. Okay.
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 Now, I'm going to also give you an example. Okay? Some of my clients, they get called by a company. Okay? Called Yelp. You're familiar with Yelp. They're a directory, right? So, Yelp is basically like their directory where, you know, they'll give you like leads, right? If you get calls from them, and let's say you're interested in it, right? Do me a favor. Call us. So this way I can get you a more, I would say, like, discounted rate. Okay.
Yeah, Yelp has called me with stuff.
Have they?
Yeah, they've called me.
It can be a little tricky with Yelp, but let me tell you something that with Yelp, as long as like, you got to respond to them right away. You know what I mean? You got to respond to them right away. Because if you don't, then what ends up happening is you're losing the opportunities. That's one thing about Yelp. It'll hurt your ranking if you don't answer the messages right away. So that's just always something to kind of think about. But yeah, if you,
say messages, you mean Yelp calling me or the customers from Yelp?
The customers are going to be messaging you from Yelp. That's how they work. Yeah. So like if you, like, let's say you have someone messaged you on Yelp. If you're like, you know how Yelp, they try to get you to do Yelp ads.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, and it can be kind of costly, but you want to make sure that you're responding to them, because if you don't, other people are going to beat you to that call. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and so, I guess like my Yelp rating will go down or something?
Yeah, your ranking can go down with Yelp. So Yelp ads, this is what I'm saying. For right now, what we're doing for you is a package to start with.
Yeah.
But if you're ever interested in Yelp, call us to see what kind of an offer, like a discounted rate, we can get for you. Because when you do Yelp directly on your own, you're managing it yourself. So if you have any issues, like, you're dealing with it. You know what I mean? Okay.
Other than you guys helping me out with
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash, Glenn, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And just so you know what that means, is we're not telling you can't do other marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a quick call and let us know, so this way we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service, because we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to.
Yeah.
Okay? Make sense? Okay.
Yes, yes.
Now, as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. They may include, okay, your business license, business insurance, and any other recommended items for the Google Business Profile verification, okay? These things are not going to be posted anywhere online, okay? It's just that we need them so we can get you verified. Now, we kindly ask you that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days, because failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is November 20th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 20th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Make sure that you speak with a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your billing is due, Glenn. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And you said that the card was a Visa, the number when
it's
you're ready?
The number is 4-3-3-5-6-2-2-5. 00000125901.
Expiration month and year?
327.
CVV code on the back?
277.
Okay. I'm just going to be updating the package right now, and then I'm going to process the payment, and you're going to start receiving in a couple minutes. You're going to get some emails sent to you as well as text messages. One is going to be your receipt, and the other one is going to be like your client interview and then the documents that we'll need. So give me 1 second here. How does your schedule look for tomorrow, Glenn?
I'm available, I guess. You mean for the...
For tomorrow? Like, we'll block out an hour, but the appointment can take about 30 to 40 minutes. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have. Do you prefer something in the afternoon, midday? What's your preference?
I would prefer something in the midday.
Midday, like around this time? Like 4:30?
No, more like around 12, 1 o'clock.
12 or 1 o'clock? Okay, let me take a look and see what we have. My computer's just thinking. Of course, when you're like, you know, clicking and you're like, okay, stop thinking, happen today, right?
Yeah.
I know, it's funny. I had someone running a bill for me. I was paying a bill and the guy's like, I'm sorry, it's taking time right now. And I'm like, okay, I get it. And then you have my email. So when you create your personal Facebook page, copy the link at the top that'll have like all those numbers and letters, and then reply to that email and send it to me. Okay. Glenn, you said 1 o'clock.
I'm sorry. You said reply to you at the email after what?
Remember how you emailed me earlier?
Yeah.
So when you create your personal Facebook page, right, make sure you send the link of the page. So that way they can build you the business Facebook one. So to make it easier for you, you could just copy the top part where it'll have like HTT, whatever it'll say, and a bunch of letters and numbers. You're going to copy that at the top. And then what you'll do is you just reply to that email you had sent me and paste it there. Real simple. I promise you.
Yeah. Okay.
The team can help you figure it out too. They're really good at that. I promise.
Whoever I talk to tomorrow, right?
Yeah. And tomorrow, I'm just looking to see what we have open for tomorrow's the 21st. I actually have a 12, 12:30, 1 o'clock. What time do you want?
12:30.
Okay. So let me send you the calendar invite. And we're almost done, Glenn. So tomorrow, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. So you want to make sure that you're answering all the calls within that hour. Let's say we call you and you need like, I don't know, 5 or 10 more minutes, right? Just pick up the call and just say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
I don't want you to miss that appointment, but I'm also going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview, just in case if you forget. Okay? Because
yep,
I know sometimes that happens. All right.
I need that.
If you're like me,
I
always got to send reminders to myself. Heck, I even manage my husband's calendar.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm like, Lord.
My wife manages my calendar. That's what it is.
Well, she must be an amazing woman. I'll tell you that much. I even got to remember his passwords. Can you believe it? I'm like, oh my gosh. I tell him, Antonio, you're driving me crazy with your password. He's like, I don't remember my password. How do you not remember your password? And he's like, I forgot. Try this. I'm like, if I keep trying, it's going to lock us out. I'm just going to reset it. Oh my God. Guys. Okay, so let me do this. We're almost done. Let me just set the calendar invite to this way. Let me add myself to it. so I know. Now, if I happen to be in a meeting or on another call when it's time for your client interview, I'm going to tell you right now, they will not wait for me. They will proceed without me. They'll call you directly. Okay? So let me send this. So there goes the calendar invite to you now. Okay. So the next thing is I need you to look in your text messages or your emails because we sent it to both. There's going to be one that says initial invoice. Then there's another one that'll say action pictures needed.
Tomorrow, I have this one that says the invitation.
Yep, that's the invite
and
for Mayanna.
And the initial invoice. And
okay,
I got the
initial invoice. Open that one up, okay? And it goes on to say, hello, Glenn. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Under this app, I'm downloading the app right now, Local Splash. I said create an account.
No, don't download the app yet.
No?
What's it saying right now? I would recommend downloading the app when you're on the phone with the technician because they're going to tell you exactly how to set it up. They're better at that than I am. Yeah.
All right. So
that's why I would wait for them to do that. But do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? Did you see that on that email that you were reading or message? With the initial invoice? Okay. You're going to click on where it says click here. And then it should open up a page. Did it open up a page asking you to put the username and password, or did it open up a page telling you Local Splash terms of experience at the very top? What do you see?
It says Local Experience at the top, but I got a page in front of it where it says I agree to receive messages.
Yep, you're going to click on those three boxes. You agree to receive text messages, okay, meaning text messages from us. The other part that you're going to click in the box says that it's your name on the card that you provided and that your information is true and correct.
Okay, so I clicked all three. Click here to type your name.
Type your name exactly as it reads there in that box. And then you're going to click on confirm signature.
Okay, did it. All right, now it says username and password.
Beautiful. Remember yesterday we talked about your username and password? So your username.
My phone number.
Your phone number, yep. Your phone number, and then your password is get, G-E-T, leads, L-E-A, D as in David, S, get leads.
Okay.
All lowercase, and it's one word. I forgot to tell you that.
Okay, so it's signed in, connect to Google. It says allow access.
You don't have to, don't do any of that. I just wanted you to try to log in while we were on the phone, okay? This is where you go in to track your results. The technician and them, they're going to be creating a bunch of stuff. So I would recommend in 5 to 7 days that you log in there just to start tracking your results, okay? Now, you don't have to do anything with it right now, but I wanted you to attempt to log in, okay? The next thing
I need you to find, right?
Yeah, you're logged in. You could log back out. I just wanted you to try to log in there while we were on the phone.
Oh, I see. It says leads, local leads, listing.
See how it gives the whole breakdown of everything? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I love about it.
Tomorrow, you guys will break down a little bit more.
Yeah, they'll give you the breakdown of it tomorrow. Okay? So you can go ahead and exit out of that because there's another email or text message that I need you to find that will say... Give me 1 second. It'll say action pictures needed for Google verification.
It's a text message?
Yeah, text message. It's the same way we sent the invoice, text message and email.
Help required information. Okay, I see it.
Okay, so this is giving you, okay, a list of items that we need pictures of to get you verified through Google. Some of those you might have and some of them you might not. You're going to send us what you have. Send us a picture of your business license, your business insurance. Send us a picture if you have business cards. Send us a photo of that that you hand out, right? If you do invoicing, send us a picture of that, but not with your client's information on it. Okay? Send us a picture of your work tools, your work vehicle, if it's, especially if it's wrapped too, you know, so that way they see that you're legitimately, this is your company. On that list, you send us what you have, and whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the technician is going to go over all of this with you again tomorrow, just because we always like to make sure that all T's are crossed and all I's are dotted. Now, remember, again, I'm going to give you the timeline. I know we talked about it yesterday, but I still want to share it with you one more time, okay? Because we're going to be sending you notifications, too, as these steps are being completed, so you are aware of the work that we've done. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. You can also start tracking your results, too, okay? 7 to 14 days. Your Facebook ads are live. Keep in mind that all these things could start generating phone calls. What we always state to you that we sent in the terms and conditions, the first page placement on Google, getting you verified and creating the profile and getting it optimized, all of that, I'm always going to tell you 60 to 90 days, even when I have seen it many, many times, happen sooner. Because again, I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver. However, we also know that it's important for you to start getting these calls as quickly as you can. So that's why these directories and the Facebook ads are going to be visible a lot sooner so you can start generating phone calls. Okay?
Okay.
I want to be the first, Glenn, to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. Thank you so, so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. And I'm going to do my best to make sure that I'm available when it's time to call you for your client interview. But remember, if I'm not available, they will not wait for me because they want to get things done. Okay?
That's fine.
All right. So we will talk to you mañana. Okay?
All right, Nadia. Thank you very much.
All right, Glenn. Have a blessed evening, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.